Avon Books and Harper Audio presents Born to be Wild, The Wilds of Lindo Castle by Eloisa James, performed by Susan Duerden. Chapter 1. Lindo Castle, Cheshire, country seat of the Duke of Lindo, June 4th, 1780. Miss Lavinia Gray considered herself reasonably brave. In her 21 years, she had been presented to both an English and a French queen without losing her composure. She had squeaked, but not screamed, after a close encounter with an exceedingly large bear. Perhaps bear was an exaggeration. One could call it a dog, but only if a dog had huge bear-like fangs and lunged from the shadows. Screaming would not have been uncalled for. There was also the time she had waded into a lake rumoured to be inhabited by leeches. She had shuddered, but soldiered on every time something soft bumped her legs. But this, hovering in the corridor outside a gentleman's bedchamber, this was a whole new level of uneasiness. She'd prefer to swim in a leechy lake up to her neck than knock on the door before her. The ironic thing was that she had soothed many a young gentleman who had fallen to his knees to offer marriage, although she now realised she should have been even kinder. Drumming up one's nerve to propose was terrifying. That's what she was about to do.